Connection.
Welcome to WICE's Community Connection. Community Connection is a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with The Rapidian, a hyperlocal news service of the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. Community Connection brings to you diverse perspectives and viewpoints from community leaders across West Michigan. I'm your host, Allison Donahue. On our show today is Thomas Gottschalk, the CEO of Collar Brass Solutions. Welcome, Thomas,
Thank you very much. What a great invite.
You run a few food trucks, is what we're here to talk about
today.
It is the season of food trucks and being outside, trying to spend as much time outside as possible, which food trucks are
great
wonderful.
For sure.
So tell us a little bit about Collar Brass Solutions, what you do, and about the food trucks that you operate.
Well, thank you very much. Well, I represent Collar Brass Solutions, and we have two trucks that we put on the road on a regular basis. That's Being Cheesy, which is gourmet grilled cheese sandwiches. And then we also have Irish Rover that focuses more on a fast food menu, including Reubens and delightful patty melts. And we like to share that in the public and the private sector for either parties or, you know, just out and about. And so we're doing that normally during the spring and summer into the fall. And we're kind of unique that we will shut down for the winter and then come back at it usually around April or May.
Cool. Well, we have you here today because there is an exciting event coming up later this month, May 19, and it is the Rollin' Out Food Truck Fest. Could you tell us a little bit about this event?
Yeah, this event is a big thriller. I don't say that just because I'm in the food truck business, but because it's an opportunity for everyone to see some of the best food trucks in West Michigan in one place, in one day, and really just celebrate the changes of the season. And get some food under your belt and listen to some music, hang out with each other in an environment that when you're coming out of a winter spell really can be a really neat time. And then you also get to explore some of the food trucks that may be new to the market or have been around for a while and fill your tummy up on entertainment and great food and times. And this one really does kind of set the stage for the rest of the season for everybody who's there.
And it's right downtown at Calder Plaza, right on Ottawa Avenue, right downtown Grand Rapids. So there's going to be lots of food trucks. Is it a variety of people?
Right now,
how many?
We got 33 lined up with the Food Truck Association kind of spearheading this activity. And it just has a great tradition of being amazingly successful for everybody who's there to have a great time on a weekend when you're just kind of looking towards the great weather on the horizon in West Michigan, and we can all celebrate that together in one place. It's a very good opportunity.
Do you feel like the community of food trucks around Grand Rapids is growing? I feel like all the time I'm seeing a new one that I haven't seen before.
So being in, I guess, the middle of the country, Grand Rapids has really embraced this business. And it's really neat to see how maybe in 2010 or 11 really wasn't around as far as I remember. You know, there was mobile food trucks that would take care of the industrial areas and things like that. But, you know, for us to make a stop at a corner, maybe near our local watering hole or to find one at a graduation party, this area is really starting to embrace that scene. And I think that's very thrilling because there's a lot of opportunities that we can deliver right in front of people and just interesting tastes and flavors and touches that this particular business can share. And it's pretty thrilling to be part of it. And frankly, coming from different businesses, this is the one that brings the most smiles to my face. It's been very, very fun to be part of it.
I know that you mentioned, will you have both of your trucks down there?
No, we're going to dedicate one truck to this service. And that's our most popular truck. That's Being Cheesy. And we're going to share our gourmet grilled cheese sandwiches with our faithful customers, introduce ourselves to others, and frankly, just have a great time because it's a long day. But at the end of the day, you just know you made an impact because everybody's in one spot at one time with one purpose. And it's, like I said, thrilling to be there.
Yeah, the Rollin' Out Food Truck Fest. That's May 19. It's going to be up and running from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can head down to Calder Plaza to check it out. Maybe find some food trucks that you've seen before and had before and know you love. Or maybe stop at some food trucks that you haven't seen around town. Great for foodies all around West Michigan. So there's a lot going on. It's not just a ton of food, sounds like. There's a lot of community building that's going to take place there as well. Are you personally excited about any food trucks that will be there?
The Food Truck Association brings some of the best trucks, like I said, in West Michigan, some that have been around for a very long time, and those that are just bringing awesome menus to Grand Rapids. And then sharing it in this environment's nice because you can basically just share your plates, move all the way down the line, and end up with a nice dessert, music, mm-hmm. and entertainment that will fulfill the day.
Yeah, you can basically have breakfast, lunch, and dinner there.
It's a good time.
Well, thank you so much, Thomas, for coming on the show today and letting us know about this event that's coming up. Again, May 19, Calder Plaza, 11 to 8 p.m. It's the Rolling Out Food Truck Fest. Thank you, Tom, for your insight on that. Now we have Lauren D'Angelo, the Food Truck Association secretary, who has been with this event. Again, the event is Rolling Out Food Truck Fest. It is Lauren's sixth year with the festival. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
Tell us a little bit about the festival from your perspective.
Originally, Rolling Out was started to kick off the food truck season. So the event was originally put on by Downtown Grand Rapids, Inc., and went in correlation with the food truck ordinance when it first started in 2016. So that was, and it was originally held at Hartside Park, which is a food truck zone in downtown Grand Rapids. We have moved the event the past couple years to Calder Plaza, which is also a food truck zone, to trying to keep with that aspect of it. And then, yeah, we've seen a growth of trucks over the years and new trucks open, new trucks close, mm-hmm. people move in from out of town, that sort of thing. So it's been a nice mix over the years to see all the different businesses starting up.
Do you have a food truck of your own?
Most definitely. I own Patty Matters.
Oh, Patty Matters. What parts of the city allow for food trucks?
Pretty much it's just downtown Grand Rapids.
Okay.
They're very specific areas. And then as far as the outlying areas go, there isn't really good set rules for those areas.
Okay.
So, a lot of it's ask for permission, special land use permits, that sort of thing. Neighborhood organizations are great for putting something together to get food trucks to come to an area. But otherwise, technically, we're only allowed to vend in downtown Grand Rapids.
Okay. How many folks are you expecting to turn out to this event this year?
Last year, we figure we saw over 25,000 people. So, and the event's grown by a couple thousand every year. So somewhere between the 25 and 30,000 mark, as far as people goes, is what we're expecting. We've done a couple things a little different this year. We have one group that is going to be playing all day for us, and that will be Trixie Tang, which is a local cover band. As of last year, added an artisan village, so there'll be other merchants selling things other than just food. We also have some sponsors that are going to be setting up. One of our newest sponsors this year would be Gun Lake Casino. Downtown Grand Rapids, Inc. and the city of Grand Rapids have always been very big supporters for us. So they are some of our bigger sponsors as well. And then we have some local companies that are going to be setting up some booths as well. And there'll be over 30 food trucks lining Ottawa Avenue with everything you could probably think of to eat. Anything from tacos to hamburgers. We have some pizza trucks. We have barbecue, of course. Those are always big hits.
Yeah, and this is the start of the season. There's no better time to enjoy food from a food truck than the summertime. So if you are looking to add some new food trucks to your diet here in Grand Rapids, this would be the place to go and check that out. What are you personally looking forward to the most?
Everything to go smooth. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the past, it's typically rained in the morning, which is fine. It just makes it a little wet to set up, but it is always dried out by the time the event has started. So that's really cool. And then hopefully, you know, everybody gets there doesn't have issues because, I mean, we are all driving vehicles there. And food trucks are a vehicle. And there's always hiccups with people's trucks on the way there and generators. And there's so many things that could go wrong. So, I mean, the goal is to have a successful day for everybody that is participating, you know. All of the vendors, hopefully we'll see lots of humans that they can interact with, and hopefully they want some of their goods as well. And keeping people entertained and interactive while the event's going on. We do have a beer tent, which I don't think I've mentioned either, but that will be open from noon until 8 at the event. We are doing that a little differently this year as well. We will not be doing draft beers. Everything will be in cans, but that has allowed us the opportunity to offer a couple of cocktails, so as well as beer and wine. So there'll be some other options for people to hang out, enjoy the day, eat some food, have some drinks, eat some more food, have some more drinks, listen to some music, you know. Everybody should have a good time.
Perfect. And are there any food trucks that are coming out from outside of the Grand Rapids area? Maybe food trucks that people don't always get the opportunity to try?
One of our newest members is On the Roll. They are out of the Kalamazoo Portage area. They do everything in garlic buns. So like they do a fettuccine alfredo in a garlic bun. They do pulled pork in a garlic roll. Their whole concept is serving everything in rolls. And they haven't done a lot in this area, but they have been around for a couple of years. So Outlaw Roasted Corn is also a new member for us. They honestly do awesome business. But if you like anything corn, they got you covered. Their elote is awesome. They also do some lemonade, which is also very good. And of course, we're going to have a good number of taco trucks because that just is a thing.
And that's West Michigan.
It is very much so.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, perfect. Is there anything that you wanted to mention before we sign off today, Lauren?
The event will run from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. Trixie Tang, I believe, is playing from noon until 7 or somewhere around that area. We will be doing gift certificate giveaways the week of the event. So make sure you're checking Facebook. That's where those giveaways will be posted. And we're giving people the opportunity to win a $25 gift certificate to any of the food trucks that are members of the Food Truck Association. So that's one gift certificate would be good at 35 plus businesses.
Wonderful. Perfect. Well, thank you so much. And thank you for coming on to our show today. That's May 19, right down at Calder Plaza, rolling out Food Truck Fest. And it lasts all day, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Thank you, Lauren. Thanks for being on the show today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Of course. You've been listening to WICE's Community Connection, a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with The Rapidian, a hyperlocal news service of the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. To listen to any of the previous episodes of Community Connection, you can find us on Spotify. Make sure to follow along and hit that notification bell to make sure you don't miss any other episodes. I'm your host, Allison Donahue, and that's our program for this week. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again next week. Same place, same time, on 88.1 FM, WICE.